Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Space News Pod. This is a show about SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight. I'm your host, Will Walden. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about upcoming tests. Something huge may be happening down at Starbase, Boca Chica, Texas, with Starship or possibly a booster or maybe both. So stay tuned so we can figure this out together. So just recently, I went down to Starbase earlier this morning, and I saw that they were lifting up Starship. So they lifted Starship. So it's possible that they may be moving Starship because they put it on the mover, right? So it's possible that they're trying to get Starship away from where it is now to someplace else, or they could have moved it to put something else in its place, but more than likely, they're moving Starship someplace else. You know, and they can't move it down Highway 4. There's no way. The Highway 4 is demolished at this point. They can't actually fit a Starship on Highway 4 right now because there's a divider in the middle of the road, and Highway 4 is pretty small anyway, and Starship barely fit on it before. So there's no way they're taking it back to the production site unless something happens in the next week or so with that road, but it's literally in pieces right now. I don't think they're going to get it done in a week. So I'm going to rule that one out. Probably not going down Highway 4. Probably not scrapping it anytime soon. But could they be moving Starship or getting ready to move Starship towards the orbital launch tower? It's a possibility. They took the crane off, so it's not harnessed down anymore. It's just sitting there. Now, could we get Booster 4 onto the platform, onto the launch platform, and stack a Starship on it? It's a possibility. And now let's take a look at what's going on. And this could indicate something super huge that's happening down at Starbase in the next week. So check this out. This is the road closure. The road closure is coming up in the next few days, January 24th, 2022, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. January 25th, same thing, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. January 26th, same thing, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. But the 26th is the one that we really want to focus on. Now let's look at some other road closures really quick. So we'll come back to the 26th. 27th, 10 a.m., 10 p.m. That's a secondary date. 28th, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. They're all day long things. So let's go back to the 26th. All day long, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., 12 hours. What can you do with 12 hours at Starbase? Oh, I should say, what can't you do 12 hours at Starbase? Because there's a lot of stuff that could be happening in the next week or so that's going to be huge. And I want to show you this first quote from the county judge, Eddie Trevino Jr. Here we go. Closing down Highway 4. Temporary closure of Highway 4 from Oklahoma Avenue to Boca Chica Beach. That's basically all of Highway 4. You know, from the security checkpoint to the beach. It's like a 15-mile stretch of road. Let me show you this. 15 miles right here. From Oklahoma, right here. Oklahoma Ave. All the way down Highway 4. All this way. 26-minute ride. 16.3 miles of road they're going to be closing. Down here, you get the Starbase production site right here. And down here, you get to Starbase launch facility. And then on the right of the Starbase launch facility is Boca Chica Beach, which is about a mile away. And it's a lot of land to cover. So on the 26th of January, what could SpaceX be doing to facilitate a full road closure that we haven't seen in a really long time since the last flight tests? Okay, so Starship moving off its stand, moving on to the mover. Booster 4, it's right there. They've been doing a lot of work on Booster 4 recently. A lot of people working on that. A lot of people working on the chopsticks and the orbital launch platform. So they're still scaffolding on the orbital launch platform. I just want you guys to know that. So it's not completely clear yet when that'll be done, but scaffolding, and it could be taken off within the next week pretty easily. Today is the 22nd. Yeah, the 22nd, so we have 4 days until the 26th. Full day. And that quote from Eddie Trevino, temporary closure of Highway 4 from Oklahoma Avenue to Boca Chica Beach, that's for the 26th of this month. What do you think is going to happen? Let me know in the comments below. I'm thinking some sort of booster static fire. It's a possibility. Could we get another full stack of Booster 4 and Starship? That's a possibility too. Could they close down the road from Oklahoma Ave to Starbase launch site? That's a 16-mile drive. That takes a long time. It takes about 30 minutes to get down there. Could they close down the road just for a stack? And let me ask you this. What would happen if they stacked up Starship and Booster and something happened? A full stack, full engines, full everything, and then they pressurized everything and they tested out pressure tests, cryo tests on both ships, on the Booster and Ship 20. Would they close down the whole highway? And my answer to this is kind of maybe for that. So the thing is, it's a big ship. And if something were to happen to Booster, say if they pressurize Booster all the way, and then they pressurize Booster and it exploded, that's devastating. That could have a huge impact on the local area, but also shrapnel could fly everywhere. So it's a possibility that they may be doing that, but I'm assuming, and this is just another thing, like I'm there with you guys. You know, like I live here, I know what it's like at that place, but I also know that anything's possible with SpaceX, and we don't know their testing schedule quite yet. And all those dates beforehand, we had road closures on the 24th, 25th, 26th, you know, and on the 26th, that's the one that the judge has said, okay, we're going to close everything down, 24th and 25th. Those two could be to stack the booster. They could be to also stack Starship on those days, 24th and 25th. That's a couple days away. So that's Monday and Tuesday. And, you know, yeah, the 24th is Monday, 25th is Tuesday, 26th is Wednesday of next week, a couple days from now. So if they stack Booster and they stack a Starship on Booster on the 25th or 24th and 25th, that would leave the 26th open for some sort of pressure test for either one of those vehicles or both, or a booster for static fire. Whew, that's a lot to take in. Let me know what you think, because I'm spitballing here with you guys, and I got to figure this out too. So I want to know what you guys think. Booster 4, some people say it's not even going to fly. It's just going to be a test article. It's just going to be a pathfinder for future starships and future flights. But it's possible, you know, it's possible they still static fire because they have to do everything before they do the next booster, right? So they have to do pathfinder missions in order for the next booster, you know, so they can gather data for the next booster tests. I don't know. Like, what I'm saying at the end of this thing is, like, I'm not 100% sure what's going to be going down, but it sounds like something big is happening down there. Booster 4, possible static fire. And I want to see it. I think it'd be really cool. And I'm going to bring you all the footage that I can from that day on the 26th. We'll see how the weather goes. If it's anything like today and yesterday, but we'll see what is up, and I'll give you guys updates on that in the next couple of days, and I'll let you guys know what's going on as I bring you the information from Starbase. So watch out for the live streams. Make sure to subscribe and get the bell notifications so you can see when I go live from Starbase. So thanks, everybody. I know this is just kind of like off the cuff, but let me know what you think, because there's a lot of stuff that could happen. All right, thanks. I'll see you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.